All men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 19th, 2022, the Solemnity of St. Joseph. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when you know my commandments and attempt to succeed in obeying them, then you are pleasing me. It is not enough just to know my commandments exist. You must fall under their command. Truly, I tell you, those who have never heard of my commandments, but try to live honest, God-fearing lives, are in better shape spiritually than the millions who know my commandments exist, but choose to ignore them. Once introduced to my commandments, the soul has the grave responsibility to understand them and their far-reaching effects on human existence. This is the way to please me. Allow my commandments to shape your lives." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, March 18th, through Thursday, March 24th, 2022. March 18th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "In the face of every sort of opposition, the brave soul is able to persevere. He uses his time wisely towards the spiritual well-being of himself and others. He makes the necessary adjustments and sacrifices to bring many souls home to me. In the end, each soul meets in heaven the souls he has helped save. Then we celebrate. Be charitable in your prayers for the deceased. When you yourself reach heaven, you will be able to see how much good your prayers and sacrifices have accomplished. Some will have to be remorseful for not having prayed more or spent their time more wisely with the welfare of the poor souls in purgatory in mind. Do not fall into the trap of out of sight, out of mind. Satan is jealous of your efforts to bring souls home to me and tries to get in the way of your prayers and sacrifices on behalf of the deceased. He, Satan, has already lost. Be cheerful on behalf of your efforts for the deceased. You are doing all you can for them when you remember them in prayers, sacrifices, and masses." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 4 through 5. "But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." Let all. March 21st, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, as the time and seasons move on, I am calling you also to change, just as each season brings change. Every message is a call to deeper conversion. Every nuance of each conversion calls for a still deeper commitment to holy love. Each soul must reflect daily what changes he needs to make in his life to be more deeply committed to a life of holy love. Never be satisfied with where you are spiritually, but know that I am calling you to come deeper into my heart. The paternal flame of my heart burns ever brighter with each soul who seeks it out. Stand with me against the allurements of the world. Do not go back and forth between worldly entrapments and a deeper relationship with me. When you do this on a moment-to-moment basis, I will guide you according to my plans for you. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, 13 through 16. Therefore, gird up your minds, be sober, set your hope fully upon the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. As he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. Since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 22, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the way to persevere in holy love is through courageous holiness. Forgive everybody. Do not have a worthless grudge weighing you down and obstructing inspirations of the Spirit. Be ready to move in any direction which the Spirit inspires you. Then I can open new pathways of holy endeavors you could not think of yourself. It is the season of unity now, when all must work together to reach the mighty goals I set for you. Remember, it is always all about the salvation of souls, not any personal importance or achievement. When the moment of your judgment occurs, I will seek an accounting of how you related to the people I put in your life. Be ready to respond with holy love." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 17. "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And over all these put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 23rd, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, to live in the present moment means to make some effort at the beginning of the day to center your hearts, thoughts, words, and deeds upon holy love. To do so dictates a firm purpose of heart to please me in all ways. Such a soul avoids any semblance of sin and searches out the best ways to please me. This effort takes a selfless attitude, one that seeks the welfare of others first and foremost, placing self last. This is the way to sanctification through holy love. These souls form my army of holy love in the world and move the world closer to consecration to my divine will. In the New Jerusalem, that is how every soul, every nation will live. Imagine the peace. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 24th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, when you begin to pray, always recall in your hearts sentiments of trust in me. This is the foundation of a sound prayer. When you offer trusting prayer, I am anxious to accommodate you. Trust in my divine will for you is a breakthrough prayer which pleases me beyond all measure. Find the time to work through lack of trust. I will send you my Spirit to help you. A note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice, let them ever sing for joy, and do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You will cover him with favor as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.